Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. I really love this time of year, or this celebration of the birth of Christ. I think everyone's birthday is very important, especially our Savior's. So we're here to celebrate. We're here to give him honor and glory. Before I start, I would like to thank everyone who's been praying for Elder Faye. She is getting better. Keep your prayers up to heaven for full resurrection for her. In the meantime, you can go to Bible study. She has a New Year's message that is available at our website, www.journeyhomeministries.org. We also have other resources there, House of Inspiration, Youth for Christ, my shows, as well as Christian Life Coaching and House, of course, I said House of Inspiration by Frankie Vai. All right, let's start. What I really love is the story of the birth of Jesus. And we're going to go through Matthew 1st chapter, 18th to the 25th verse, and then the 2nd chapter, 1st to the 23rd verse, and then we're going to hit some music. Okay, it goes like this. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we came to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where this Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judah," they replied, "for that is what the prophet has written. For you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out where the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report him to me, and I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went out on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the manger, where they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," and he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up and took the child and his mother during the night, and he left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said to the prophet, "Out of Egypt I call my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, He was furious and gave orders to kill the boys in Bethlehem in his vicinity who were 2 years old and under. In accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi, then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they were no more. And that is the story of Jesus. Everybody, now let's get the Christmas celebration started. I like that. Please read it, meditate on it, tell your children about it. Let everybody know that this truly is the story of Christmas. All right, the first up on the mic is the spirit of Christmas, Catherine and Roger.
Why can't it remain?
Oh,
And next up on the mic is a new single, A Time to Celebrate, by Lady Vancelle Blacher. And here we go. Everybody, next up on the mic is Cooley E, the Nazareth with Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repentance and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repentance and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. And claim that piece of real estate. Then feast upon that dinner plate. Steal some wine and celebrate. The Nazarite ain't touching grace. Until that day, I pray I may be counted worthy to escape the judgment of our earthly ways. Nothing I can do or say can stop that day. No monkey, gorilla, no chimp, no ain't gon' stop my praise. I need to get up out my face. To the Lord, I dedicate my life. Why you think I grew out the way? My way of life is more than a phase. It's more than a temp phase. I'm locked down. Cut to the next page. A mystery I revelate. When the dead rise from the grave and the living fly away. Way. We all shall see a brighter day. Although the bridegroom is delayed, be not discouraged nor dismayed. For he who holds on to the faith, he is the same that shall be saved. So take your cross, I'm walking straight. Do it now, no time to waste. Today's the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice in every way. Every day's a holiday. Holiness the only way to see the Lord again. I say rejoice in Yahweh always. Now say every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repentance in turn away, don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on this way, no time to play. Brokenness in it, turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate.
Every day is Father's Day, I do just what the Father say. Yeah. They on the Ace of Space, but they don't know what card to play. And I rep the one without power in his hand. Royal you flesh, every day is King Day. Consider me a loyal subject. Holy Ghost, fire, worship, live forth. And yeah, the kingdom suffers violence. The violence take it by force. Kingdom business doing new work. Labor Day, we on the clock. And every day is Thanksgiving. For giving me one more shot. Vaccine, gotta run this race. Is like a track team. Gone. Call that cross country. John 666. Well, God so loved the world, he made it his Valentine. Oops, Valentine. Out my mind, please excuse Jesus. Whatever you want, and no chain, but I need that piece of you. Cause I was separating when Adam, he ate that piece of fruit. Every day is Christmas, I'm trying to get in his presence. Okay. Judgment day coming, I'm trying to get into heaven. Cause
every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repentance and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repentance and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate.
That was Holiday by Cooley E. The Nazareth. And next up on our mic, we're going to listen to Away in the Manger by D.D. Perez. beautiful, beautiful rendition of Away in a Manger by D.D. Prez. Very touching. It really got me. All right, everybody. Next up on the mic is Silent Night by Catherine Kendrick. Christ the Savior is born. That is what this season is all about. Whether you believe that it happened in December or happened in July or happened in May, it doesn't matter. The fact is, it happened. Jesus was born. He has a birthday. We picked this day to celebrate it, even though it's not completely celebrated strictly for Jesus. Sometimes it's over-commercialized by the world. But as true believers, we know in our heart that the Son of God was born by Mary, a virgin. Joseph was his father, his earthly father, and God was his heavenly father. You know, as I was reading Matthew, first chapter, 18 to the 25th verse, and then Matthew, and then the second chapter, the first to the 23rd verse, it really gives you a sense of what was happening. The fact that why they had to leave when Herod was looking for the baby. He was born in Bethlehem, but they had to go to Nazareth to fulfill the prophecy. So it is very important that we instill this back into the holiday, exactly what happened. How Christ was born, the miracle of his birth, the miracle of the conception, all the angels warning and telling people not to go back to tell Herod where the child was, Herod going crazy and killing all the children looking for Jesus. The angels are already came to Mary and Joseph and said, take Jesus away because the people who want to kill him are looking for him. And then the angels came back and told them to go back, because the people who wanted to kill him are all dead now. This is how wonderful our God works. He will lead and guide you in every situation, and he will order your steps. All we have to do is unlock that Holy Spirit that's within us and allow yourself to be receptive to what God is telling you to do. And another thing we have to do is obey what he says. It's that little small voice that we hear sometimes that tells us, do this or don't do this. Stop or go. All right, everybody. I'm on the road there. But I'm really excited about what's coming up next, which is DJ Frankie's Vibe Christmas Mix. Now, this Christmas mix is absolutely wonderful and takes some of the greatest songs and mixes them together. It's about 50 minutes long, so it's going to take us throughout the show. But before I leave, I'm going to come back after Frankie, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about the Jesus' birthday, because, hey, we should be celebrating to the hilt, celebrating more than we celebrate our own birthday, because he's our Savior, he's our Shepherd, he's our friend, he's our Lord. All right, everybody, the dance break is up, and this is what the dance break is about. Get up off your feet if you can. Tap your toes if you can. But get up off your feet and give God some praise. Let him know that you are praising him. Lift your hands up to him and give him honor and give him glory. The second part of the dance break is for you to listen to what Frankie has to say, because it is a ministry for him to do his mixes. And without further ado, here's the Christmas mix by our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe.
DJ Frankie Vibe.
That was DJ Frankie Vive, our resident DJ, ringing in the Christmas with season with a great mix. And, you know, all the songs that we played today was absolutely amazing. Really get you into the true meaning of Christmas. Don't forget Matthew 1st chapter, 18 to the 35th verse, and the 2nd chapter, 1st to the 23rd verse. Let that be the story you tell about Christmas, you know, instead of the night before Christmas. Actually tell the story of Jesus' birth. We're not going to be concerned about when. We're not going to be concerned about anything except that it happened. And that because it happened, he was able to die on the cross for our sins, and we saw the power of God when he was resurrected, and he sits on the right hand of the Father, and he promised that he's coming back to get us. So happy birthday, Jesus. Merry Christmas to you all. May your life be prosperous. Flashback Friday returns on the 2nd of January, 2015. Everyone have a beautiful and prosperous new year, and I'll check you out later. I know the show was supposed to be longer, but hey, we got it all together. All right, everybody, we're going to go roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Now, this song is a wonderful way to just end the show and praise God. So here we go. How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings, everyone. I'm out.